Blog Talk Radio.
Thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me, that for His cause and His purpose, I have some very important, yes, indeed, some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection. Yes, His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to revert, to silence, And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there is no question about it. I said there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. That since the very beginning, the many variant institutionalities of man, are surely the result of man having turned away from the perfect will of Yah, and are not the result of man having been true. Therefore, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern how great truly is the need. I said, how great truly is the need that mankind must discern again the righteousness, purity of righteousness, that is the will of the One. We must discern again, my brothers and sisters, knowing that Yah is one. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? We must discern again, knowing that Yah is one, that we must surely open our minds and hearts, humbling ourselves, petitioning the Most High, that we discern beyond all contentions what indeed is the true way of His peace. I said, discern again what is the true way of His peace. What do I mean by that? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Just think about it. Scriptures tell us that in the beginning was the Word, and that Word was with Yah. That Word, in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, must be that Word that the Most High called consistent. Must then, my brothers and sisters, become a common standard. I said a common sense of righteousness, a common sense of peace, a common sense of what is order, a common sense of what is love, a common sense of what is conscience unto us all. What we really need to be asking ourselves as a question is this: how did it ever come to be? That how did it ever come to be, my brothers and sisters, that men come to believe so many differing ideals are true to the way of Yah Himself? How did men ever come become so deceived, my brothers and sisters, to even imagine such a thing? How is it so easy, my brothers and sisters? How has it become so easy for man to believe there's so much difference in man's beliefs, ideas, thoughts, designs, and desires? Could somehow all be what? The will of the One Most High? When the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, in that Yah is one, such a thing is an absolute impossibility. In the book of Malachi, we see scriptures telling us that man is greatly erred, even vexed the Most High, when he has thought that after every diverse ideal of men, that every man walking according to the deviations of his own heart. It's a great deception, my brothers and sisters, to believe that after all such differences as this, that the Most High could in any way be pleased. It says, You weird the Most High, vexed him, polluted, defiled even the very authority of his name. You say that everyone who does evil is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, as if he delights in such. It tells us, my brothers and sisters, that men who believe such a thing have also believed that the Most High will not send Messiah to judge men according to righteous judgment. By what then, my brothers and sisters, do men believe they shall be judged? Do you believe the Most High should judge mankind according to unrighteousness? According to whatever seems wise? Seems wise? In the hearts of men? Something about that, my brothers and sisters, seems totally obtuse. How shall the Most High himself, I say it again, how shall the Most High himself be counted righteous? How shall he be called the Savior? How shall he be called lawgiver and Prince of Peace if whatever men just imagine to be wise could somehow suddenly be called acceptable? It simply is not a possibility, my brothers and sisters. I repeat, it is simply not a possibility that such a thing could be so. So blessed are they then who discern better. Blessed are they who discern that the conscience the Most High desires of us as his people. It's a matter, my brothers and sisters, of seeking all that is his pure. I said all that is his pure and his perfect will. No contentions in it. No controversy. No debate. No doubt. Just his righteousness. And his righteousness alone. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it for a moment, please. Let us consider. Yah says he is one. He's given humanity a multitude of commandments that ought to be obeyed. Did you hear me? He's given man a multitude of commandments that ought to be obeyed. Shall Most High be pleased if men keep those commandments, and also if he does not? Why did the Most High give his commands? Certainly, my brothers and sisters, there might be peace and order in the earth. The man might function in agreement with him. Therefore, we must understand that in so many ways, you could actually say the Most High has granted humanity his commandments. That men not provoke him. That men not be provocative one against another. That men have a common sense of order. I said that men have a common sense of order after which they might appease and please the One Most High. A common sense of order after which men might cooperate, love, and trust. Honoring the Most High was declared the earth belongs to him, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Well, you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, if men seek to, instead of divine command, seek to establish their own rule? They basically rob the Most High. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that if men seek to believe that the Most High sanctions a multitude of contradictions, that not only have men insulted the Most High. Did you hear me? Not only have men insulted the Most High, but you could even go as far as to say that as such, men have, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, worship the devil. The Most High is not, I repeat, the Most High is not complicit with every ideal that is controversial or antagonistic against his purpose. I think about scriptures like those for instance, how about Isaiah 40? Okay? How about Isaiah 40? It says, "Comfort ye, comfort ye, O my people, that your warfare may come to an end." In other words, there's a petition on the part of the Most High that all his people should come to peace. The Hebrew word for peace relates completion, purity. Seeking, in fact, the greater wisdom of Yah beyond all the varying forms of error, differences of opinion, orientation, and ideal that have captured mankind after a multitude of differing allegiances, different orientations, different ideas, my brothers and sisters, as to what is good and evil. But I can only tell you that the Most High is one. What he declared from the beginning unto what is expected of mankind is his eternal righteousness. It is then, therefore, the gift of the Most High that he would reveal to mankind how to prepare for that absolution which he has declared of old must be. For the peace, the common sense of conscience, he's declared from the beginning that man should never have forgotten. I think about scriptures like, again, Isaiah 40. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Why? The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, brings all things to remembrance. How about brings men to consider all things the Most High has said, explaining these things that we discern the reasoning which the Most High declared, whatever he has declared, so we might all agree as one with him. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Seek wisdom beyond all the variant allegiances ultimately that exist in this world. Political, social, national, religious, whatever. Because the Most High is going to establish his kingdom according to his will. I didn't say the will of another. So he said, comfort ye, O my people. See beyond all your misallegiances. Holy Spirit is a comforter, seeks to convert all the nations unto the will of one. There would have been no need to establish a church. Hebrew apostles going forth to the nations to declare the nations the will of the kingdom of Yah beyond all the nations after which they had had orientation. There would be no need to do that if the variant standards of men were indeed to be called somehow wise or holy. My brothers and sisters, if all men walked after what indeed is holiness, the pure and perfect will of Yah, none of these differences would exist. And scriptures talk about, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Look at what it's really saying. Shall we continue after a multitude of differences, seeming wise to men, and expect the Most High to show his favor to our rebellion against the knowledge of his will? My brothers and sisters, we have to know. I said we have to know. When the gospel went forth to convert the nations, because the Most High regarded the nations as sin, shall we resist discerning beyond the born of this world sin after which we have been oriented? Shall we not seek beyond such differences, partialities, and pollutions? Expect the Most High to count men after so many differences to be stable in their gathering together? Stable in all their differences? Shall men say that's unto peace? Or is it unto misorder? It says, comfort ye, O my people, that your warfare come to an end. Isaiah 40. Scripture after that talks about how the grass withers, the flower fades, flower fades, and all flesh is as the grass, but the word of the Most High endures forever. Meaning that it is the variant fleshly misconceits of man that will meet their demise. For only when the Most High has exposed and proved unrighteous are the variant standards of men, shall men again return unto the will of Yah. If we read those scriptures, we talk about it again and again on this show. Isaiah 40 going into 41 speaks of the one who must expose all the variant unrighteousnesses and all the variant rulers of this world. Scripture calls him the King, who will translate it rightly and be called the King, the Righteous One. It is likened to the rising sun, the one who reveals the light, the conscience, the will of the Most High, the plans of the Most High, the commandments of the Most High. What he has foreordained should be our common expectation. Why is he called the King of Glory in Psalm 24? The King of the East, the King like the rising of the sun in Isaiah 41. Why is he called one likened to the sun? Called the righteous one likened to the rising sun. In Malachi 4 and 2. Why is he called angel from the rising sun, or again king of the east? In Revelation 7 2. Why is he called king of the east, as I said before, in Revelation 16 12. All these concepts, king of glory, one like the rising sun, light. It is because, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends his chosen to reveal what indeed is the righteousness of the Most High, that a whole world seeking to preserve its differences, rulers more concerned with their pulpits and thrones. The one who is called the King of Glory, the King of Light and Life, if you will, comes reveal the way of the kingdom of Yah that the rulers of the world could not. Isaiah 41 says, when he appears, it should be discerned that the rulers had never preached truly what is the gospel. How can one preach the preservation of partial and impure standards that have created all the diverse nations of this world and still say they preach the gospel of the kingdom of Yah? None of the kingdoms of this earth, my brothers and sisters, as we see them, none of them is entirely true to the way of the kingdom of Yah. Therefore, when Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your, ultimately means ultimately your leaders, contentious leaders, denying the law and the prophets, your righteousness must exceed them all. He said, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. It means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased with all these differences the men have obliged. The Most High cannot be pleased. I said the Most High cannot be pleased with the varying opinions of men. Scripture tells us that salvation is not of works as any man should boast. It means it's not after the varying ideas of men that any man attains to what is complete before Yah. It's not after the varying standards of men that men attain to what the Most High calls his peace. I think about scriptures like those at the 14th chapter of John, Yohanan. The Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as this world giveth. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that what the Most High calls peace is not after the multitude of polluted differences that men oblige. It means what the Most High calls peace. It's not according to what the mankind has morphed this world into. The way of peace, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High declared before all these differences came to be. He says, again, my brothers and sisters, in Ephesians 2nd chapter, for instance, just to say it relates to us, the salvation is not after the conversation of this world, not after what seems wise to men, He says we must become his workmanship, ultimately unto the good works which Yah has foreordained. It means this complete sense of government, which the Most High has foreordained. And that's why the scripture says right thereafter, it says it was strange to the commonwealth of Israel, without hope, without Yah, without the knowledge of one called the Kurdi, the righteous one, and in the world. I know they didn't translate it that way in your King James Version, but believe me, my brothers and sisters, the concept this world has of a Christ, as if complicit with all the variant rulers of this earth, cannot possibly be, I repeat, cannot possibly be a savior. How is it possible that men can believe that all the variant standards that men have called a Christ in this world, which wasn't the title initially given to him, it's not the title the early church called him by? How can people believe that all these differences, my brothers and sisters, will reconcile all the differences of man? It's simply not possible. Salvation, scripture says, tells us in Ephesians 2:8-12 in particular, is not after the varied misconceits of this world. The varied conceits of men are not the everlasting light and peace of the living Yah. Yah has foresworn that they who do not know his ways. I think about the scriptures in Hebrews, in the 3rd chapter. Most times I already said, those who do not know his ways, into his rest, his kingdom of peace. You'll find those scriptures both in the 3rd chapter of Hebrews and in Psalms 95. How should men say they can prepare for the kingdom of Yah after the rules of another, after the ideals of another, after the standards of others, and still say they are recognized the Most High as Savior? Something is desperately wrong here, my brothers and sisters. All who are in the kingdom of Yah must discern, the scripture says to us in Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, we must all discern what the acceptable will of the holy kingdom, the kingdom of Yah, is. Acceptable will of Yah is. Shall men say that the Most High is pleased with whatever men imagine is acceptable? My brothers and sisters, if that was so, there'd be no need to receive or ask the Most High for the gift of His Spirit to refine our conscience, to change the way we think, act, and react, the way we surmise things, my brothers and sisters, must be changed. We must become awakened to what is divine conscience, that we please, appease Him, and walk true after Him. What is it that shall reveal this to us? We just talked about the Holy Spirit, certainly. But I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Many in this world claim to be functioning after the Holy Spirit in some of every denomination in the world. And because, apparently, the multitude of illusions, partialities, and pollutions that men have trusted, not all have matured fully in the Spirit, my brothers and sisters. That's why the scripture says faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. We must hear from Him what are His ways, no longer constrained after the differences of men. I think about what the Most High told me early on the first awakening. He told me straight out, what if I see, hear anything else from men? He said, I better check it out with Him first, or somebody make a fool of me. He said, if I could believe that the multitude of contradictions we see in this world are a work of His Spirit, He said to me that I cannot be a disciple unto Him. How has man been so easily tricked to believe that a multitude of differences, a complicity after a multitude of differences, is acceptable unto Yah? The Most High ever say He would change according to the deceits of man? Absolutely not. Attaining to the character of peace acceptable unto the holy kingdom of the Most High is by faith. What the Most High reveals Himself, it's not after the diversely reprobate, irreverent, contentious, misorientations and opinions of men. Think about it. In so many ways, the scripture calls these varying opinions to be the world of the flesh, and not after the Spirit. He says to those who believed in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Now that's the will of the flesh, you know, or the will of men, or blood, but born of Yah. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many are beguiled? The very governments of this earth have obliged all manner of lawlessness. Doctrines and ideals that the scriptures absolutely forbid. You ever stop to consider that men have been tricked in such that they seek allegiance to the various systems of men that they've forgotten? What is allegiance unto Yah? Men gotten to the point, my brothers and sisters, that to tell them what the Bible actually says, the Most High is pleased with, versus what he is not pleased with, dare men say that is something other than love. A parent that loves a child, seeks to tell him or show him or guide him in the way, is most beneficial unto him. When is it, my brothers and sisters, that men got so deceived they've come to believe that if walking against the will of Yah, they would enter his kingdom, or they would survive his judgment? I see scriptures in Malachi, 3rd chapter, talks about people walking after those who seem to be well set up in the earth, the rich, the powerful, and saying that they tempt the Most High, they provoke him, they walk against his will, believing they somehow should still yet be delivered. And the scripture says that's a stout and arrogant word against them. It says the day is going to come when man will discern the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Relating that those who are humble before his will, he shall bless. But those who do not shall be ashes under the soul of the righteous in the day that he shall do what he has foreordained he shall do. So men, my brothers and sisters, say then that it is hatred to tell men that the Most High, quite frankly, there's going to be no what word should I choose to use for it? There won't be any homosexuality in the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters. All the lying, stealing, killing, murder, injustice we see in this world won't be in that kingdom. It is even related in scripture that it is the duty of all those who will enter that kingdom that they must uphold. They first must seek, know, and then uphold what is the true righteousness of Yah, as Messiah himself comes to reveal it absolutely. 1 Corinthians 4:3 says, well, it talks about the apostle Shaul saying, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, for he said, my judge is the Lord. Meaning that there's a lot of ways to seem right under men, but the end thereof is death. He was actually saying, my brothers and sisters, that men have surmised what they think is righteous. But Messiah will come to declare it absolutely. There's those who believe to obey him that shall not perish. But those who choose to walk against what he reveals, his righteousness. Scripture says, be cut off from among the people. Look at Acts 3:18-23. You ever stop to consider them, my brothers and sisters, in the grace and the favor of the Most High is that he reveals his will? I said the grace and the favor of the Most High is that he reveals his will, that you prepare for his kingdom. The rulers of the earth, the scriptures told you in advance, would not do this. They're more concerned about the kingdoms and the pulpits and the thrones and the congregations they have created. How could they preach truly was the gospel of the kingdom of Yah? Like I said, the grace of Yah is that he reveals by his spirit the character of peace acceptable unto his kingdom. By his spirit, my brothers and sisters, he teaches us beyond diverse, reprobate, irreverent, contentious misorientations of men. By his spirit, he shows us, my brothers and sisters, what it is to mature in his discipline. That we might in all things become pleasing before him. That's what he told Abraham to look for. Shall men say that it wasn't the grace of the Most High, it wasn't the favor of the Most High, that the Most High told Abraham to seek after his perfect will? Read Genesis 17 and understand. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. That's pure perfection. Scripture says that in Zephaniah 3:13, the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. No deceitful tongue found their mouths, they shall dwell securely. They have none to harm them. Shall we say, my brothers and sisters, that such security exists when men refuse to know the perfect will of God? Refuse the opportunity to know? What about Isaiah 49? What about Isaiah 41? The scriptures tell us the Messiah will come saying, keep silent before me, O you owls, that my people renew their strength. Ultimately, let them come together and discern what is true justice and judgment. Isaiah 49. Listen to me, O owls, let my people. Again, it's talking about the idea by this people might be made strong, gathered back to him. It says, listen to me, O owls. Hearken to me, O you nations. What did he say before that? Because there's no peace to the lawless, the wicked, the lawless, those who lack the knowledge of him. He said, Most High has made his mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. How about to discern the thoughts and intents of every heart? To see who will be counted stable unto keeping the peace of the kingdom and who will not. How is it, my brothers and sisters, the men have thought that the grace of the Most High is that the Most High somehow is complicit with whatever polytheisms, false concepts of deity that men have created? I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider something with me. Think about it. The Messiah said, think not that he comes to destroy or abolish in any way the law of the prophets. Did you ever think the Most High ever made a law against his own will? Do you think he ever prophesied something against his purpose? How do men say the Most High threw out his will? As if he threw away his law. You ever stop to consider that this has been a trick? So the rulers keep you in bondage to themselves. If you're not under divine law and conscience, whose law and conscience are you under? Or do you say the Most High has lost all sense of personality? Lost all sense of person and will? So as to appease whatever seems wise to men? I know that has become a commercial way of teaching things. But my brothers and sisters, it is also the ways of death and not life. I can only say those who would depersonalize the will of the Spirit, who would depersonalize Messiah himself as if he is only what men construct and believe, don't know him at all. Only they who seek Yah petition in the Most High, they be rightly prepared for the coming of the King, the coming of the Son of Man, the one who is likened to the rising sun, who brings forth the light that men had not considered. Only these, my brothers and sisters, are they who prepare for the King, who reveals the kingdom of Yah beyond all the kingdoms of men. This one reveals the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the short-sighted doctrines of those who are still yet the sons and princes of darkness. For all those, my brothers and sisters, will be called kind of the princes of darkness, who have had an opportunity to see and declare the truth, would not. Or if, my brothers and sisters, they never realize the need to see greater in their own hearts, what manner of faith did they have? It's time we wake up. Men among all nations recognize to be blessed as one in the character, eternal and true living peace. Requires direct discipline from the Holy Spirit and even the discipline of Messiah himself. And that's what Scripture says we're going to be given in the last days. That the souls of men may fully mature beyond all the misallegiances, misrepresentations, and the distractions. How should men say they're true to the kingdom if they have not discerned the will of the King? It's going to be discerned, my brothers and sisters, one day that man has been far from the knowledge of Yah. Scriptures talk about how Messiah, when he appears, we need to read Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6. It talks about Messiah coming to a city, but because the wicked know no shame, those who are left lawless under the hands of leaders who did violence against the law did not preach it. Scripture says the people, when Messiah comes to reprove, won't even discern their shame. Despite his testimony, they refuse to discern that they were in error. The scripture says, because of this, Most High will use that city that he speaks of as the only thing that it can be, as a warning shot to the whole world that men must discern what is the will of Yah. It's the only way man is going to be confirmed and sealed in the holy name. It's worthy to be preserved. Is it that man is counted hateful, my brothers and sisters, if he tells men or he speaks to others and says to them, we must seek a far greater sense of discipline than what is common to us? Dare men believe and say that after many diversely fallen contentious nations, denominations, cultures, even unholy social, political, pseudo-religious differences and orientations of this world, that they prepare rightly for the holy kingdom of Yah after the ways of this world? Like I said, worldly differences are the result of much misguidance, lack of knowledge, a lack of diligence after complicity with irreverent negligence, leading to the retention and even the exaltation of so much worldly misrepresentation. Men not seeking the full armor of Yah, not seeking the fullness of the light and life of the kingdom of Yah, have still exalted a lot of standards that are still yet darkness, opening the doors, my brothers and sisters, for all the more misconceit. So men say that not seeking to identify the error is a work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit teaches all things. No lie in it. The Holy Spirit rebukes all sin. How about the Holy Spirit? The Spirit rebukes whatever is in the conscience of man, would provoke the Most High, and teaches man how to be pleasing before him, rather than leaving man misoriented. Did the scriptures say that man would come before the king after whatever seems wise in his own heart? That according to Revelation 22. Scripture says, whoever will, let him come, but it's to those who would keep his commands. It's to those who would not add or take away from his word or law in any way. It's to those who will recognize that he comes for the express purpose to deliver those who turn from transgression, not those who uphold it. We'd be far wiser, my brothers and sisters, in this world, if men came to realize that the grace and the favor of the Most High is that he teaches us his ways, not that we in any way should be compelled to disregard them. Dare men say the Savior, the King of the coming Holy Kingdom should be pleased with whatever manner of misrule that has come as a result of a fall? Shall we say that the King of the Holy Kingdom should be pleased, satisfied, even that he shall rejoice and will whatever differences some 45,000 denominations have created, 280 nations have created, and call wise, shall man just simply say they shall pick one? And it should be called wisdom before Yah? What about if I were to tell you the scriptures tell us again and again that when Messiah appears, he's aware of a wisdom that the whole world has sought to deny? And because of that, all the standards of the world have been left in so many ways unacceptable. If you want to know what I'm talking about, please check out my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Secret City Prophecies. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. There's an article there called The Gospel of Shiloh. And it needs to be understood what that gospel is. Most High prophesied of old that one out of the tribe of Judah would come in the last days, a lawgiver. That because he reveals the exceeding righteousness of Yah, all nations shall gather unto him. Why didn't they tell you this, my brothers and sisters? Because you would know that whoever does not teach you these things is still the sons of darkness, maintaining illusions, maintaining deceptions, and compelling people to believe after such lack of knowledge, they're still yet wise. These people have not been concerned, my brothers and sisters, about the redemption and restoration of a people. They've been more concerned about their own pulpits and thrones. And that means that they would leave the people ignorant, destroyed for lack of knowledge, rather than tell them what is necessary to truly be delivered. Because so often, my brothers and sisters, what man needs to be delivered from is a misconceit and a shallow mindedness of man. Certainly then, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah is that he reveals his conscience and his law beyond the flaw, false law, foolishness. Flaw. I said false law, fleshliness, foolishness. Misconceits of man. Note that after the law of this world, men have legalized all manner of irreverence against divine command. Most High told me some 30 years ago, before it's all said and done, you're going to see man seeking to legalize some every contrivance against divine will you can imagine. It has occurred, my brothers and sisters. It has occurred. Much injustice has been called wise in this world, but the Most High must expose it all. Blessed they will understand that. The men, in seeing the Most High reap his wrath upon those who remain disobedient, those who remain, my brothers and sisters, won't seek to go back the evil way ever again. We talked the other day about how two-thirds of humanity, the scripture says, will perish. That should be enough to let men know that there's much with which men have sought to uphold that by no means is pleasing to the Most High. Do you really think 45,000 denominations teaching something different is after his spirit? I say, my brothers and sisters, seek again. Think again. Most High sends Messiah so that men might discern again what is the will of Yah and that they might not perish after worldly illusion. But my brothers and sisters, in the world in which we live today, many claim to be after that spirit. There's a reason why Messiah must come to expose them all. I said again, Isaiah 41 speaks about he comes against all the kings and rulers. Malachi, 3rd chapter, says he comes against all the priests. Zechariah 13 says he comes against those who many think of as the shepherds of the Most High. Why? He said, the wake old sword against my shepherd and the man who is my friend. He said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command. If you teach all that he commanded. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, when we live in a world that so many have called themselves representatives of Yah, they have not sought to teach the whole word. The end result, my brothers and sisters, they made men enemies against men and their self-righteousness. And that, my brothers and sisters, is by no means the gospel. He said, go forth and teach all nations, all the peoples of all the nations should be taught the whole word. That there be no more disagreement. Men seeking then to exalt themselves. This has not been a divine pleasure, but an insult against the very reason why Messiah gave his life. He said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. And the Holy Spirit was to teach all nations, all the righteousness of Yah, that after a pure and complete standard, all might agree. If they didn't tell you this, that men think that they are can be counted true to those who of old were saved after the variances of the nations. If men can believe, my brothers and sisters, they can be true to the one holy kingdom after all the variances of the nations. Men have been sorely deceived. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I think about the scriptures like those at Joel 2:32. Paraphrasing a little bit. It says, come to pass in the last days, whoever shall call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said to the remnant whom the Lord has called. Now, let us think about that scripture. He said in Jerusalem, the city of peace, There should be deliverance, salvation to a remnant whom the Lord has called. Called to what? Jerusalem is called the city of peace. Even the script, my brothers and sisters, the city of his holiness. How about the city of his conscience, his vision, his light, his thoughts, his ways, his justice, his discretion, his traditions, his custom. Again, my brothers and sisters, his righteousness, his sovereign conscience, even better to relate it. Even that consummate common sense of cooperation that shall rule in Jerusalem. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider now why Romans 10, when it says all called by the name of Most High shall be delivered? After that scripture says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, that conscience. He says, faith therefore comes by hearing a word from Yah. Because not all have taught this way. My brothers and sisters, it's been 2,000 years. Men have been subject to the various ideals of the nations. In the book of Romans, we also find the scripture at 11:25-27. He said, I'm desirous, my brethren, that you should know this mystery. For blindness, how about a multitude of distractions, have in some part blinded Israel. Not only Israel, my brothers and sisters, but all the nations. Until the times of the Gentiles, all this confusion and difference of opinion should come to an end. He says, the Savior shall come out of Zion. It didn't say the Savior shall be according to all the vicissitudes of the nations. But he sent forth Hebrew apostles to go forth and teach the nations the way of Yah. He says, blindness in part is befalling Israel until the time of the Gentiles comes to an end, and then the Savior shall come out of Zion. I didn't say the ways of the nations. And he says, a Savior shall come to turn ungodliness from his people. How about all the pollutions of the nations? Redeem his people from all their sins. How about every allegiance they've had to a standard that is not completely true to Yah? Deliver his people, my brothers and sisters, from all the provocation that seemed wise to men, but the end thereof is death. Seek to raise his conscience after the will of one. Raise the conscience of men after the will of one. He says, faith comes by hearing. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, a word from Yah himself. A word of inspiration that comes from Yah himself. Messiah will come, says in Romans 10. Says the Savior come out of Zion to turn ungodliness from his people. How about even from all the nations? And he says they shall all then have the same covenant with him when he has shown them the way beyond their sins. Reconciliation, rather than letting them forsaken in their sins. He said in Isaiah 42, he said, the way of peace they know not. He will have to lead his people by a way they have not known. I'm talking about Isaiah 42, what, 8:42-8? I'm talking about Isaiah 59, the scripture says, the way of peace they know not, understanding departed from the mind. It says, because my Messiah put upon himself the whole armor, all the word of truth. He might restore the knowledge of that righteousness, and whoever would stand against that, the flow of that light, it says he render recompense against. In fact, my brothers and sisters, say whoever would stand against the free flow of that light should be called before the Most High an enemy. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that the Most High, his call is unto the way of his peace. Like I say, to believe that salvation is attained out of the contentions of this world is an utter fall from faith. How can man trust in a multitude of differences and say he has overcome all debate and doubt? Again, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. In your churches, oftentimes they tell you that agape is the love of Yah. That's a pagan concept. Agape is the love for all the varying differences of man. It is devil worship. It's deviation. The Hebrew word for love is a love for all that is divine will. And that's not a multitude of differences. That's the pure, perfect will of the Most High declared from the beginning eternal. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, man in the multitude of his differences has preached wrath. And quite frankly, we need to understand what this means when the scriptures tell us in Jacob, James 1:20, talking about the provocations of man that we must overcome. If you read that first chapter, he's talking about the wrath of man, all the differences of man, work not the righteousness of Yah. Therefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. How about the holy word from on high, which is able to save your souls? Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Because if you hear and not to seek to do all things, how shall you say you fully understood? And say in so doing you only deceive yourselves. For any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his own way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. The perfect law, my brothers and sisters, of liberty is the perfect word of Yah that delivers man from all the misconceits that so easily misguide. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that all the differences we see among man came as a result of hatred or lack of knowledge of the will of Yah? Shall man say that he has loved Yah but has been unwilling to seek his perfect will? Those who believe the Most High can reveal himself love him for the power of revelation. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who don't really believe the Most High can show them beyond themselves. And they immediately despise so often and act contentiously against those the Most High would call to show the better way. Most High sends prophets, he said, to speak and reveal, but others would not.
90 seconds.
God, for the word, gave his only begotten Son that men might gain a greater sense of discretion, my brothers and sisters. That men might turn from their wicked ways, discern what their wicked ways are, that they might live. He said they were true prophets. They would turn men away from their iniquities, their injustices. He also loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not be continually deceived.
60 seconds.
Injustices, the fallen standards of men. Think about it. If somebody actually believes that 45,000 denominations going after any one of them is acceptable to the one Most High, my brothers and sisters, he really has not known Yah at all. What about Isaiah 49 that speaks about how Messiah must come? In the 50th chapter, it even goes as far as to say, whoever's among you who would serve the Most High and has no light, doesn't know that perfect and variant word. So let him trust to the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim. May the Messiah come to the name of the Most High to reveal again that perfect will. And Messiah himself will go as far as to say, whoever will not walk according to the wisdom he brings, but not in sorrow. The love and wisdom of Yah, the grace of Yah that he reveals his way, who will discern it? To speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. Let us know that Yah is one. He is not compliant after all the misopinions and diverse lusts of men. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, diverse contentions of men, which men uphold wise, seeking first to exalt themselves. My brothers and sisters, quite frankly, is hate. It's hatred against the will of Yah. Hatred against submission unto him. It's hatred against the will of Yah, and it's not love. So I came to deliver mankind from all this misopinion. So we again discern what is the perfect love for his will. For only those, my brothers and sisters, who can complete the command which says, Hear, O Israel, Yah is one. We must love him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. Only those who can complete that command will find peace in this kingdom. Again, to speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah, the Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and to his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again.